Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, you're here. I know somebody was like, where is that woman at? Yes, I tell you, the moments just began to slide by. It was like none of the alarm clocks were working. What is going on here? Yeah, I was up, but I did. I tell you, I should have been dialed into the studio. Well, that's the thing here with the virtual studio. You could do a show if you wanted to, right in your bed. I'm telling you. Well, not literally in your bed, but you know what I mean. You can certainly do it from home. You could do it if you were in a hospital bed, possibly. Maybe you had a show and somehow you end up there. Well, good morning and welcome. I'm so excited today, and it's not just because it's Black History Month, and this is the last day, Friday, I should say, or the last day that this show will air this month, Friday, Black History Month. So I definitely want to give a shout out to all of the Black History buffs and all of those who have gone so far as to put on programs, workshops, seminars, conferences, done studies and book discussions for this month of February. God bless you, and thank you for keeping our history alive and well. You know, someone once said that a person who doesn't know their past is doomed to repeat it, or bound to repeat it. And sometimes if you repeat the past, you'll feel like you're doomed. So good morning, and welcome. Welcome to you. If this is your first time tuning in to the show, I thank you for deciding to come and join us. Do you know that you can follow the show right there on Facebook? We have a Facebook page and a group site and an event page where you can follow along with the show each and every week. And I am the host, Coach Lalisa. Also, I'm the person who runs the switchboards and works switchboards. I'm telling you, if this had been out in the 70s and they would have had this program or something similar on the high school that I attended, and if someone had told me that I could do it, there it is right there. Oh, my God. Wow. There it is. That's the secret. That's my secret for today. I told you today, the topic of today's show is the secret. And I said it's not like the other secret that a lot of people are thinking about with Susan Burns and Lisa Nichols and many, many others, Jack Canfield and various others, whoever worked on that project and the secret and the law of attraction. And you can have, and that is the secret that you can have whatever you want. And that's just it. And so here I was, if I had had something like this in school, had there been some type of debate club or public speaking club, and I believe there was, because I was at a pretty innovative type school, my high school anyway, both high schools. I went to actually two high schools. I started at Aiken Senior High, and then we moved, and I ended up going to Mount Healthy High School, which is actually the high school that I dropped out of. So in a way, I have a lot of principles about schools or things that I think are good guides for parents anyway. Be very, very careful about moving your child to a new high school once they've been at the other high school for a couple of years. A couple of schools of thought is one thing if you have to move out of state. That's different. Your child has to go with you and they have to learn how to adjust. Make sure you get them some adjustment. However, if you're just moving from one town to another, and I know, you know, and now I see why a lot of those parents continue to let their child go to that other high school where they had moved from and use an auntie or best friend, you know, those best friend aunties and an uncle's addresses, because that's really important. You know, I really believe had I stayed at Aiken, a high school that I had started there, a high school I had looked forward to going to from being in junior high with all the same people, and I had looked forward to going there. Though I had done poorly and had gotten set back or stuck, we used to call it stuck. You know, you could stick in those days. I don't know what they call it these days. But if you didn't pass on to the next grade, they would say you stuck. And so this was in the 70s. And so even though I had stuck, so I had to repeat the 11th grade, but that's where I met some really cool people in the 11th grade. And I met a friend, very, very nice little girl, who I lived in the project. She lived in a nice home in a nice community in Cincinnati, a town we call College Hill. I don't know what College Hill is like today, 40-something years later, but back then it was a really nice community. And I'm sure it's still really nice. But so she lived there, and I had befriended her. So things were about to rock and roll. And then we moved, oh my goodness, and to this new school. It was a wonderful school, I have no doubt. However, you know, you're a junior, now you're trying to fit in. It didn't work for me, and I'm sure it doesn't work for a lot of kids, but nonetheless. So had they had something like this, radio show, radio program, some type of speaking situation going, now, again, like I said, they probably had that, but here's where the secret comes in. And if someone had told me I could do it, then, you see, now, I think that's really, really a big challenge that, you know, I have the Be Better Challenge, right? And I said that it's going to launch fully, going to be in full effect March 1st. And what this challenge is, March 1st, which is Sunday, you'll be able to go and sign up. So I need to tell you about it today, because if you're going to go sign up, you need to know about it. Correct? Correct. So this big challenge, this Be Better Challenge, is about change. It's about change. Now, there's, you know, a whole school of thought out there about social change. How do you change a society? Now, I'm all about social change, and I did not even know it. Okay? So, again, you have to have people in your life telling you things that you should be knowing or should be doing. And so, again, I do apologize for starting the show late today. I know that you were waiting to get on, and some people still were not able to get on because you didn't know that the show was on. Hey, but here's the thing. You kind of know the drill about the morning empowerment, the morning motivation and stimulation and energizing yourself and getting yourself in that great place. And I thank all of you for listening. I thank you for your wonderful, powerful feedback. Many of you inbox me and you'll say a great show or you'll post it on our page, and we thank you and appreciate you for that. But today's topic, the secret, And I just like talking about the secret. That's the topic for today. So I'm going to give you a few secrets. These are things that people don't readily know. But if you knew them, how much they could change your life. So that in and of itself is a secret. Do you know that just knowing some things can change the entire direction of your life? And there are some things that you do know and that you do know how to do, but you just don't know that you know, and you just don't know that you know how to do it. You see, here's what I believe, and this is what my sister told me this some years ago. She said, you know how, Lily said, you can see down the street, but God can see around the corner. And I love that because he already knows what's ahead, so he knows how to direct. That's why we love the scripture that says he's a light into our feet and a lamp into our path. Yeah. So he already knows. I always get that little backwards there. But we know there's a light and a lamp. We know there's a beaten path. And then we just have to find a way to memorize it so that the light goes with the feet, or it goes with the right thing. But my point is that that's why we allow him to be our guide, our lamp and our light, because he knows what's around that corner. And even down the street, we can only see but so far ahead, but he can see. And we can plan. I'm all about planning. I love planning. I'm not saying I'm the best at that, but I am good at it. I'm pretty darn good at planning. No problem. But I've been doing it for a while now. And that's like Malcolm Gladwell said, 10,000 hours, you're an expert. 10,000 hours. I believe it's 10,000, but let me just double check because, you know, I'm on the worldwide internet here. I'm on the worldwide web, and how many hours to make an expert. I don't want to give people the wrong information because anybody in the world could be listening to this. So how many hours to make an expert, to becoming an expert? I'll put that in. If I put that in Google, that should give me enough information because, you know, so how many hours does it take? There you go. I thought I was right, but I wanted to double check on you guys because I want you guys to have the exact right amount. So it says 10,000 hours. So 10,000 hours seems to be the pretty magic number. It's certainly a number that Malcolm Gladwell came up with. I'm not sure, you know, who else. But Malcolm Gladwell talks about it in his book, Outliers. And that's Gladwell, G-L-A-D-W-E-L-L, just in case you're ready to go pick it up. And so, yeah, you got that. So, for instance, let's just say if you work, you know, so many hours a week, then you can do it, you see. And then he gives a list of various things, like, you know, like a person that was writing. The person writes, is writing for so many hours, or a person is producing a movie. So he says, for instance, if you do that for 2 years, 2005 to 2007, you work 40 hours a week. So 40 hours a week equals 4,160 hours. And so just in 2 years, you could gain almost half of that. So that's what we were saying the other day, about five years to get those hours. So that's not bad. So think about, but that's if you're working 40 hours. Now, if you're working part-time, of course, it's going to look a little bit different. But we know 5 times 2 is 10 and so on and so forth. So the secret then is to know what you want to do, you know. So I just, oh my goodness, I'm telling you, this is just such an exciting time. So what you're going to do is you want to understand that you can do it. That's right. You can do it. You can do it. And that's what we have to tell people, especially young people. But this whole change concept, this whole be better, the be better challenge is all about change, social change. I was mentioning that changing a society. Some of us are here to do that. Some of us are here because we are the change that society needs to work on. You know, and I'll never forget how I shared with this lady. She had a problem, and she said, "Oh, I feel so bad coming to you with a problem." I'm like, please don't. That's why I'm here. If you didn't have a problem, I wouldn't need to be here. And she was like, wow. And it's just ladies up in age. She said, I've never heard that before. I never thought about that before. The way you said that, yeah, thank you. Because without you having a problem, I wouldn't need to be here because I'm a problem solver. And so, but I solve problems a little bit differently. A plumber is also a problem solver. But a plumber is solving the problems of your, you know, septic tank and your drain and your bathtub or your kitchen or what have you under the ground. So a plumber has a problem. They're problem solvers too. So are surgeons. Surgeons are solving problems as well. You have some type of medical emergency or problem. The surgeon is there to do that operation, to hook up something or take out something or connect something. Well, a mathematician also solves mathematical problems. Some of the tax accountants, they solve people's tax problems. So I'm a life-transforming type of problem solver. So people come to me with their jacked-up lives, their messed-up lives, not necessarily because of drugs, but it could be. I'm not a drug counselor, but I've been one. I was trained to be a drug counselor. And I could say, if I wanted to, that I'm an expert at it because I did do it for 40 hours a week. Well, no, how many hours? Maybe 20. I did it for 20 hours a week. But I did it for, you know, close to 4 years, 3 to 4 years. So technically, yes, according to Malcolm Gladwell, yeah, I'm an expert at it. I could do it. But I'm talking, but it could be a person with that type of mess. So it's a transformation, but that's about change. And so the secret that I wanted to talk about today is that the secret is, I know there's that other secret, and we don't want to mess with that. We'll let that be what it is because it's already been established. But this secret that I wanted to talk about today, the secret, is that you need to tap into your purpose. And once you do that, the moment you make up your mind and say, I accept my purpose, and that's what I mean when I say tap in. It's very simple. That's why it's a secret, because it's so simple. You only need to, remember I talked about that deep breathing, just taking those deep breaths and breathing in and letting it out, you know, somewhat slowly, but give that little emphasis as it's coming out. Well, the moment you accept your purpose and you make up your mind, because remember, it is the mind that is going to take you or block you from where you need to go. The mind is either going to take you or block you from your next move. And so if you let yourself go, you remember back in the day, some of you remember years ago, they used to use a phrase a lot back then. They don't use it as much, but people would say, are you open? You got to be open. Or we say, you got to be open-minded. But then, you know, some people kind of got away from it. Like, no, I don't want my mind just open to a bunch of crap, a bunch of horrible stuff. But we do want our minds open to the good stuff. That's why he said, guard your mind. Guard our hearts. Guard. So we want stuff to come in pretty freely, but we're going to guard the door of the mind and guard the door of our heart so that we know what's coming in and out, much the way they do when you go in places. They have the tracker, or some kind of video, like a video recorder. They're tracking who goes in and out of their businesses. I know we have them at the college. We track who goes in and out. But yes, I'm telling you, it is totally amazing. Totally, totally, totally. So some of you know I work at a college, but I don't work at a college because it's really not like, it's like a college, but it's also just like working in a big company because our buildings are so separated. So over here we have, you know, the administration building, then across the street there's a library, and then way down the street there's a computer lab, around the corner there's our health building. So I never knew that about Jersey City. Every time that somebody would tell me that the college was down there, I was like, where? I mean, because I was looking for the one big building campus. And I thought, wow, you know, who would go to school at a place like that? But now I see it's not that bad. It's actually great. And for me, it gives me, like, the best of both worlds. So I still get to, you know, work in that college atmosphere. Some of you who've worked in colleges and universities know we tend to be a little bit more not so corporate stiff type, you know. Not that corporates are stiff, but you know what I mean. Like, the corporate setting is a little bit different. And those of you who've worked in corporate, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you may not if that's all you've ever done and you don't know what this other side is like. But those of you who've worked in both, you know that in college it's a little bit more laid back. And I can't believe we're down to 60 seconds. So having your purpose birthed out in you, having that open mind, it gives you the freedom to figure out what you want to do. It gives you that freedom to tap into who you really are. So that's my big secret for today, is that you have to tap it. You have to accept your purpose. Just tell the universe, I'm destined for my purpose. I want to know my purpose. I want to live my purpose. I want to operate in my purpose. It's the best thing you'll ever do. It's the best feeling you'll ever have. Everything will begin to align. The universe will begin to align things for you. Set things up. Now, God is in control of this. Don't get it twisted. So when I say the universe, don't think I'm talking about some moon god or some star god or some tree god. I am not. Let me make that clear, loud, and prominent. I am not. I am talking about God, Jehovah God, Jesus, the God of Jesus, Isaac, David, and Moses, Jehoshaphat. Okay, that God, that same God that raised Jesus from the dead, that same God that empowered him, that empowers me every morning to get up and get here, that same God who opened the doors that no man can shut, the same God that will give you the wood or the metal to build your own door and then give you the strength to open it. Okay, that's the kind of God I'm talking about. Remember, he did that for Noah. He didn't build that boat for Noah. He could have. He could have said, Noah, look over there. You see that big old boat? I want you, your children, and all those little animals we counted out to get on that boat that I built for you, Noah. But that's not what God did. God gave Noah the instructions, told Noah what materials to use, and then guided Noah to build one of the best constructed pieces of work probably this world has ever seen, that has kept him and his family and all those animals from that flood. You see, so God will instruct. Remember, he instructed Moses. Moses, you're going to build a tabernacle in the wilderness, no doubt. God could have easily set up a tab. Come on now. He's God after all. He set this whole world up. He could have done that. So when I say that you have some part to play, usually I'm basing it on those facts and those figures and that theory, that information is where I'm basing this on. So here's the facts, is that you have the power to do and be great. Here's the facts. The facts are that God has given you a purpose and you can live it out. Those are the facts. The facts are you are great and wonderful. Here's the fact. Let me give you the facts. And because I know a lot of people base their lives on fiction. And I know I did for the first 40 years of my life. It was very fictional. But let me give you the facts. And so the facts are that you're powerful, you're awesome, you can do anything, that God wants something great for you, that you can make it happen, and once you tap into your purpose, things will begin to line up for you. Those are the facts. Again, remember, Just think about Noah. The moment Noah decided to build that boat, and once God had asked him to do it, he said he'd do it, things began to fall into place for Noah. Noah got everything he needed to build that boat. The moment you decide, yes, God, I'm going to do it. I'm going to build that school. I'm going to build that drug rehab. I'm going to build that hospital. Do you know, as a matter of fact, I tell you, I got to go see this for myself. There's a young woman, I know she's from some parts of Africa, I'm not quite sure what, young woman who came here to New Jersey and opened up a restaurant. That's number one, a nice restaurant, IHOP. As a matter of fact, just to celebrate her, I'm going there to eat today. I got to celebrate this young woman. Here's, and this is Black History Month, too? Oh, yes. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for giving me that idea. And for any of you who want to meet me over there, let's go. Let's celebrate this woman. Let's go to IHOP and eat there. I'm going to go there. You know what? I think I'll do dinner. Yeah, I think my husband has something else to do tonight. So you know what? I think I'm going to do dinner at IHOP to celebrate Black History Month. So I'm calling all the women leaders and entrepreneurs and those of you who are a part. As a matter of fact, we're going to launch our challenge there tonight. I know I said I'm launching it the first, but I'm going to launch it there tonight. I'm going to be there tonight, 6 p.m. Meet me at the IHOP in Springfield, New Jersey, in Irvington, New Jersey, on Springfield Avenue. We're going to celebrate Black History Month. We're going to have a dinner. You on your own. You got to bring your own money, and you got. I wish I could buy dinner for one of you at least. So that's what we're going to do. And if you're in your town, if you're in another city, another state, another country, do this. Do this. You have this to do. So we're going to celebrate. She's African American. But here's the thing. Not only did she come over here and open a restaurant, the girl got a hospital now. I was somewhere, and they were like, oh, yeah, you know, we've got to go to the press release or something, press announcement, because she's opening a hospital. I'm like, who does that? And I met her. I've talked to her because I've held events in her IHOP restaurant upstairs. She has a room that she rents out, and we have been there, and I know a friend who was did a documentary there, used her facility. Honey, the girl got a hospital, y'all, in right here in New Jersey, and I'm going to check it out. I'm going to take pictures. So follow me on Facebook because I'm going to have pictures to post of this hospital. I'm going to ride over there, and it's the hospital. I think it was the hospital that was the Irvington Hospital that closed down, and I just want to go shake her hand. I hope she's in the house. I just want to shake the hand of a woman that can start a whole hospital. So when I tell you you can do these things, don't tell me you can't. I'm here telling you that you can't. I'm Coach Louisa. You don't tell me what you can't do. But I know you can do it, because with God, all things are possible, and nothing is impossible to him or her that believes. And to believe, you got to have your thinking right. You got to change your mind. So, you know, all week long, we've been here talking about those kinds of topics. You know, we talked about all this week things like how to awaken your inner champion and how to re-energize your life and how to create your financial success. Here's a woman creating financial success for, oh, my God, do you know how many people she's got to employ? Let me go over there and talk to this lady today. Let me go talk to her. She got to employ some people. I know she need a trainer, developer, career development. Y'all, this is the time right now. It's the time. People are getting jobs right now like never before, whatever your background is. And if you don't have, I mean, if you want to be retired, that's fine. But if you can't retire and you need to work, I dare say, go find your job. That's your purpose. Companies today are hiring people that know it's their purpose. And you want to know how I know this? You might say, no, they're not. They're still playing games. And now they are playing games still, but one of the games they're playing is let's hire some people that they're passionate about this job. Well, I got my job through passion and purpose. They could see it versus the other people that interviewed for the job. As long as you can get the interview and you can show them that. The other thing is, the other way I know is that in the college courses now and the colleges around the country, and there's a course they have. It's called First Year Experience. Some colleges call it College Success. And a lot of colleges teaching this class now. And this particular class in that book, because when I first taught the class, I thought I was just going to be teaching things like time management, procrastinate, how to not procrastinate, study habits, you know, how to do notes, blah, blah, blah. I thought that's what the book was going to teach in the course. But I was very shocked. The book we were using at Union County College by Skip Downey, the whole book is all about your purpose, knowing what you want to do, tapping into what you're good at. And I was like, wow. I said, if they're going to use this, we could have used Release Your Power. Could have used my book. And it's pretty funny. But here's the thing. This topic is so, the reason I'm bringing it up is because that's something new. So that's how I know that if colleges are teaching people that they need to choose majors based on their purpose and their passions, then their skills, of course, can be built around that. Then companies, obviously, are going to hire. These are the people companies have to hire. And some of these companies that are doing the hiring are the people who took that course, because that course has now been taught now for about, I've been teaching it for like three or four years. So, yes, I've been teaching it for about at least three years I've been teaching that course. So I know it had been taught at least 3 years prior to me teaching it. So that's 6 years right there. So many of those people who started with that course, they're already in the workforce. Many of them may be in those positions where they're doing the hiring and at least are making recommendations for hire. So they already know that it's important to get people, because what they know about purpose is that people who are doing a job because they feel that it's their purpose, let me tell you, you're going to have a better employee all the way around. All the way around. No more coming to work with foolishness. When a person feels that their job is their purpose, you're going to have a whole different type of employee. That's just simple as that. And when a person is passionate, now you got a double whammy in terms of how the person will come to work and how they will operate, what foolishness they will get involved in. So, in other words, the secret is that nowadays people are okay with their passions and purpose. And it's about to be old school, just taking a job to get money. People are only doing that now because they're in high school. Nobody beyond high school would take a job just for the money, unless you don't have a choice, meaning that your life was so horrible that you just messed up here, messed up there, messed up everywhere. But a person who really wants to tap into a great job for themselves are going to do it through the tunnel of purpose and passion. So there you have it. I know there's a lot. Don't forget. Now let me give you the instructions for those of you who want to be a part of the Be Better Challenge. So there's a website where you can go, and you can email me from that website. As a matter of fact, let me go on over to that website so I make sure I give you the exact right information. So it's just simply BEBETTERCHALLENGE.COM. And you know, we were very fortunate to get a .com. So it's just simply BEBETTERCHALLENGE, which reads Be Better Challenge. So you go to that website, and you will see what I see. And so that's our official launch. It says, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Be Better Challenge. Yay! Now, there's still some things that we have to do, but you can register right there on the page. So I'm going to register myself so that I can be the absolute first person to register, and I'm going to register with my new Lisa Williams at waltenu.edu, my new college ID, because I am so excited to be working on my degree. So, something went through. Something, it says, your form has been successfully submitted. Yay! So I am the first person to take the challenge, so why should I tell you to do something that I won't do? So one of the things you're going to do is you're going to listen to the Lalisa Show in the mornings for details. I will be giving details every single morning. Then you're going to have to complete the registration form, which is very simple. That's below. You'll attend, make a decision to be a part of it, but then you'll attend one of the intake sessions, which is live or online. So the first intake session will be tonight over at the IHOP in Springfield, New Jersey. So I'll talk more about that. I know it's kind of last minute, but for some people are very dedicated, and some people will be there, and I'll be there. I'm very excited. It's Black History Month. What a way to celebrate Black History Month going out and headed into Women's History Month, March. We're making history to be better. Now, I'm going to focus on education because education is what made me better. Now, I don't know for you, it may be something else, but I'm going to focus. A lot of things that I talk about will be undergirded by education because the Bible says my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And when we think about Solomon, who wanted wisdom, he could have asked God for all kinds of stuff. But because he asked God for wisdom, God gave him everything. So I'm focusing my teachings around education and knowledge and wisdom, and that is a God thing because God hid it so much that I didn't even know it was something that I would be doing one day by being a high school flunk out, dropping out. So today, when I go to Parsippany Hills High School, I'm going there to talk to their students. It's Black History Month. I'm a part of that. And I can't wait. I don't need a script because my message to them is simple. You are the change. You are the change. That's my message. I don't know it might be something different by the time I get there, but that's what God gave me yesterday to tell them. You are the change. So I'm going to tell them a lot of things. My whole talk with them will be basically some type of quote, some type of charge, basically. Yeah, that's it. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You just drop things down. I'm just going to charge them with a bunch of stuff, you are the change. Tap into your greatness. These just want to charge them with, and then I'll give them some examples. I'm going to tell them some things. So anyway, that's where I'll be today, and then I'll